This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
What if I told you that the massive enterprise competitor in your space, you know, the one spending $10,000 a month on search ads, is actually subsidizing the success of a small business that's only spending $3,000?
Yeah, it completely flips everything we're taught, right?
Right, because we have this, this conditioned reflex in digital marketing to just believe that raw financial force dictates market share. Like, you just assume that whoever brings the biggest bag of cash to the auction automatically wins.
Exactly, leaving everyone else to just fight over the scraps.
Yeah.
But it's a pervasive assumption.
Yeah.
And it stems from viewing digital real estate as well, like a traditional billboard space. Like, if you want the highway billboard, you pay the premium.
Sure. You want the eyeballs, you pay the toll.
Right. But modern search auctions do not function like physical real estate.
Mm.
Treating them as such is an operational trap, and it's draining marketing budgets across the board.
Okay, let's unpack this, because if you're a growth-focused CEO right now, or a founder, or just a director managing a really lean marketing budget, you are feeling that squeeze.
Oh, absolutely.
You're under immense pressure to generate pipeline velocity, but you're staring down these competitors who have budgets that completely dwarf yours. You feel boxed in.
Completely boxed in.
So our mission today is dismantling that box for you. We are doing a deep dive into a really fascinating strategic blueprint from Double Dome Digital Marketing. It's called Maximize Small Ad Budgets, Ads Budget Efficiency.
Yeah, it's a great read.
It really is, authored by their PPC specialist, Clark Mago. And fun little side note on Clark, apparently, off the clock, he spends his time playing basketball and cooking.
A man of many talents.
Right. But on the clock, he has architected this framework that literally proves you can outsmart an enterprise budget by leveraging technical precision.
And the foundational premise here, and this is key, is that assuming you're inherently sidelined without an enterprise-level budget is just a total myth.
A complete myth.
Right. To understand why a lean, hyper-focused budget actually wins, we have to look at the structural changes in the modern internet. Because the internet right now is actively punishing broad, generalized ad spend.
Which brings us straight to the environment we're operating in today. The source material refers to this current landscape as the AI slump. So we really need to talk about why old ad strategies, like the ones that worked even just 3 years ago, are currently failing.
Yeah, the architecture of how users retrieve information has fundamentally shifted. I mean, search engines are no longer just these directories presenting a list of blue links for users to click through.
The 10 blue links are basically dead.
Exactly. We're in the era of generative search now. The engines are actively synthesizing solutions and displaying them directly on the user interface.
So the user doesn't even need to click.
Right. Because the solution is rendered right there on the results page. The volume of unstructured web clicks, you know, people casually browsing multiple sites to gather info, has just plummeted.
So buying broad, generic traffic in 2026 is essentially paying a massive premium to advertise a billboard in a ghost town.
That's a great way to put it.
Like, the visibility might technically be there, but the behavioral intent of the user has completely changed. They aren't clicking. They're reading the AI summary and just leaving.
Yeah, they get what they need and bounce.
But wait, I got to push back here for a second. Because traditional marketing theory, like the stuff they drill into every business student, insists that brand awareness is inherently valuable.
Sure, the old awareness funnel.
Right. Even if they don't click or buy today, isn't getting your brand in front of a massive audience at the top of the funnel a necessary long-term play? Like, shouldn't you cast a wide net?
If we connect this to the bigger picture of how algorithms allocate your budget, that brand awareness defense is precisely what bankrupts smaller accounts.
Wait, really? Bankrupts them?
Oh, absolutely. When you operate on a lean budget that demands tangible ROI, deploying uncalibrated capital under the guise of awareness is incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you aren't actually buying human awareness.
What are you buying then?
You're heavily subsidizing bot clicks, automated scrapers, and basically non-converting tire kickers.
Ah, because those broad keywords act as this giant magnet for every piece of low-quality traffic on the web.
Exactly. Think of it like card counting and blackjack.
Okay, I'm with you.
The player who's just throwing chips on every single hand, hoping to win through sheer volume, is playing a statistical losing game against the house.
The house always wins that game.
Always. And that player is the enterprise competitor buying broad industry terms. They're bleeding capital on unoptimized clicks. But a budget-efficient player doesn't play every hand.
They hold back.
Right. They fold continuously until the mathematical probability shifts entirely in their favor. And only then do they deploy capital. For business leaders, the goal isn't indulging in, you know, agency fluff about brand impressions. It's predictable growth while you sleep.
Man, that blackjack analogy makes perfect sense. The big guys are playing every hand and losing their margin to the house. Which leads us to the core philosophy of this Double Dome blueprint, which is ads budget efficiency.
Yes.
And this framework argues that budget efficiency is a direct linear function of targeting precision.
It's all about precision over volume. So if you take that enterprise competitor allocating $10,000 a month to generic keywords, they're really just acquiring a massive amount of noise.
Just expensive noise.
Exactly. Contrast that with a highly focused $3,000 campaign engineered for absolute intent matching.
Okay.
Because that $3,000 only triggers when a user demonstrates explicit purchasing behavior, it reliably extracts high margin conversions. So structurally, the leaner campaign actually outperforms the bloated one.
And the mechanism for doing that is what the text calls finding intent gaps. So what does this all mean for the listener who is trying to find a wedge into a crowded market? How do you actually identify an intent gap?
Well, you have to analyze the auction for the micro moments that the heavily funded competitors are just too busy to notice.
Too busy fighting each other.
Exactly. Giant corporations focus on these massive bidding wars over expensive, high-volume primary terms. And by obsessing over that spotlight, they leave hyper-specific, long-tail search queries entirely uncontested.
Wow, just sitting there.
Yeah. An intent gap is that exact moment when a high-value user types in a highly nuanced query that demonstrates they are ready to transact immediately.
So they aren't browsing anymore.
No, they have their credit card out. By targeting those specific moments, your limited budget is no longer a constraint. It becomes a surgical advantage.
I totally understand the philosophy, but let's get into the mechanics of the tactical playbook. Because finding those gaps requires serious structural discipline in the ad account, right?
It absolutely does.
So tactic one in the source is core bottom funnel intent isolation. And the rule here is absolute, eliminate all broad informational terms.
Yes. You simply cannot afford to educate the market.
Okay, tell me more about that.
When you have a lean budget, paying for top-of-funnel educational queries is just a total waste of capital. You have to restrict your keyword targeting exclusively to explicit phrases that signify the buyer has already done their research.
So they already know what they want.
Right. They are ready to convert.
I'm tracking the logic, but I have a major concern here. Like, if I'm a B2B SaaS company, right, and I refuse to bid on informational terms that explain what my software category even is, aren't I just cannibalizing my future demand?
How so?
Well, if I don't educate the user early in their journey, how can I expect them to search for my bottom funnel keyword later?
You let the $10,000 enterprise budgets pay for the education. Yeah. The heavily funded competitors are going to spend their capital walking the user through that entire educational phase anyway. Your objective is to intercept that user at the exact moment they transition from researching to buying.
That's brilliant.
Let the giant corporation pay $20 a click to answer, what is cloud inventory software? You save your budget for the user who is typing migrate to cloud inventory software integration immediate start. The intent is completely different.
Okay. So basically, if I'm a small business, I shouldn't be paying for clicks from people asking what is a corporate contract. I only want the person typing finalize commercial contract immediately.
Exactly. Leave the educational stuff to the guys with the tank budgets.
So I'm essentially letting Goliath pay for the user's university tuition, and I'm just showing up at graduation to offer them a job?
That is the perfect way to look at it.
I love that. Okay, so that covers isolating the who and the what. But identifying the right user doesn't matter if you catch them in the wrong context, right? Which naturally drives us to tactic two, day parting and schedule concentration.
Right, because timing is just as critical as intent. When you have a lean budget, running campaigns 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's just a recipe for automated drain.
So no setting it and forgetting it.
Definitely not. The strategy requires surgical ad scheduling. You have to analyze your conversion data and concentrate your budget strictly during peak conversion windows.
So it's like putting a velvet rope around the budget.
A very, very strict velvet rope.
Yeah.
For B2B campaigns, this typically means standard midweek corporate buying hours. You only want to apply the budget when actual human decision makers are actively looking for a preferred answer, filtering out all that weekend or late night automated drain.
Because if I leave my ads running on a Sunday at 2 a.m., I mean, even if someone searches the perfect bottom funnel keyword, the context is just entirely wrong.
Exactly.
They might be a competitor doing late night research, or an automated scraper, or just, you know, a user idly browsing on their phone from bed who has zero authority to actually pull the trigger on a purchase.
And that idle browsing results in a click that drains your budget. With zero chance of a meaningful conversion, you're just exposing yourself to form spam and bot traffic.
Right.
By constraining the schedule, you filter out that noise and ensure every single dollar is deployed in a high probability environment.
Okay, so we've isolated the intent to the absolute bottom of the funnel, and we've concentrated the schedule to peak buying hours. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
Because even with the right user at the right time, we still have to win the auction against that massive competitor budget. How do we make those specific clicks cheaper? Tactic 3 is single intent ad group architecture.
Yes, this is crucial.
So break down the mechanics of the Google auction for us. How does better text alignment literally save you money?
Okay, to understand this, we have to look at Google's actual business model.
Yeah.
It's a massive misunderstanding to view Google Ads as a straight up financial auction where the highest bidder automatically wins.
People definitely think that's how it works.
Well, all the time. But think about it. If Google only rewarded the highest bidder, regardless of quality, users would constantly be served irrelevant, spammy ads.
Right.
And over time, users would just stop clicking, and Google's entire revenue model would collapse.
So they have to protect the integrity of the user experience above all else.
Exactly. So Google uses an algorithm called AdRank, which determines your position in the auction. And ad rank is essentially your maximum bid multiplied by your quality score.
Okay, so quality score is the variable.
Yes. Quality score is Google's metric for relevance. If you build hyper-focused, single-intent ad groups, you are engineering a flawless chain of relevance. You're driving your quality score to its absolute maximum.
So walk me through what that chain actually looks like for the algorithm in practice.
Sure. So the user inputs a highly specific search query. Because of your strict architecture, that query micromatches the text in your ad copy.
Okay.
Then when they click, that ad copy micromatches the header and the content of your landing page.
So it's a straight line.
A perfect straight line. When the algorithm scans this pathway, it recognizes extreme textual alignment. The system identifies you as the most relevant, helpful result for that specific searcher, and it rewards you with a massive boost to your quality score.
Wow. And a high-quality score acts as a multiplier against my bid.
Precisely.
So I'm basically tricking the algorithm into giving me a massive discount. Because my relevance is a 10 out of 10, I can actually pay a significantly lower cost per click than the enterprise competitor whose relevance is, say, a 3 out of 10, even if their maximum cash bid is double mine.
Well, I wouldn't say you're tricking the algorithm. You're actually giving the algorithm exactly what it wants, which is a satisfied user.
Ah, fair point.
The enterprise competitor is the one penalizing themselves. They group 50 broad keywords into a single ad group with a generic ad pointing to a generic homepage.
Because they're lazy or just too big to care.
Both. Their bounce rate is high, their relevance is low, and Google forces them to pay a premium to compensate for that poor quality score. You're hacking the auction through technical precision, not raw financial force. Extreme textual alignment stretches your budget further.
That just completely flips the script.
Yeah.
You are literally weaponizing relevance against their big budget.
Yes.
But, you know, this brings up a crucial evolution in the landscape, and it actually circles back to the AI slump we discussed earlier in the deep dive.
Okay, yeah.
So if search engines are moving away from traditional indexing, and they're moving toward AI-driven synthesis, you know, large language models like ChatGPT, Gemini, or Google's AI overviews, how does this ad architecture actually help?
That's a great question.
Right, because if I'm a small business running a hyper-narrow campaign, won't these massive AI tools just ignore me entirely because I lack broad market visibility?
What's fascinating here is that the mechanics of AI visibility heavily favor this exact surgical approach.
Really? How so?
It centers on a concept called entity trust. You see, larger language models do not process information like traditional search indexing. And they certainly don't care how much money you spend on broad keyword auctions.
Right.
They use Argo pipelines, retrieval augmented generation. And those are designed to scrape the web for semantic density and authoritative nodes.
Semantic density, meaning they're looking for deep, structured expertise on a topic, not just a flashy homepage with a lot of generic traffic.
Precisely. When an enterprise competitor runs a broad generic campaign across hundreds of disparate topics, their domain semantic footprint is totally diluted. The AI struggles to parse what they actually specialize in.
Because they're trying to be everything to everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
However, when you utilize single intent architecture, you are building incredibly dense, hyper-specific topical clusters on your domain instead of broad industry noise. Your digital footprint becomes highly structured around very specific niche problems.
Oh, wow. So by mapping my ad groups and landing pages to solve one hyper-specific micro moment perfectly, the AI crawler maps my domain as the definitive node for that topic.
You build entity trust. You build the precise signals these AI tools look for when generating recommendations. You train the model to recognize you not as a generalized vendor, but as the trusted regional solution for that specific intent gap.
That's amazing.
So when a user asks an AI tool a nuanced bottom funnel question, the AI bypasses the broad competitors entirely and synthesizes its recommendation based on your structured data. You become the preferred answer natively within the generative interface.
You essentially transcend the traditional ad auction entirely and become embedded right in the AI's logic. That is incredible.
It really is.
And the beauty of this entire framework is how it transforms your reporting, too. The source is absolutely adamant about this as a leader. Implementing ads budget efficiency requires abandoning vanity metrics.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to strip away the agency fluff. If you're operating a precision model, reporting on generic things like traffic volumes or brand impressions is actively counterproductive.
Because it's just smoke and mirrors.
Right. Those metrics disguise wasted spend and automated drain.
The only dashboard that matters for a business leader in this environment is absolute revenue transparency. The source distills it to this concept of spent X, reclaimed Y ROI clarity.
Yeah.
So if you eliminate the broad educational waste, you isolate the bottom funnel intent, restrict your schedule to buying hours, and maximize your quality score, you aren't guessing anymore. You just look at the ledger and say, I put $3,000 into this specific intent gap and it generated $12,000 in pipeline.
Exactly. You transition from renting temporary attention to owning a predictable growth engine. By executing technical precision, you're systematically protecting your capital from the inefficiencies of the platform.
Which is the ultimate equalizer, honestly. Whether you're a director managing a constrained corporate budget or just a founder bootstrapping your way into a competitive sector, the rules of the game have fundamentally changed. Raw financial force is a liability if it lacks alignment.
Absolutely.
You don't have to match Goliath pound for pound in a bidding war. You can just let the enterprise budgets bleed their capital, educating the market and subsidizing bot traffic, while you engineer a closed-loop system that only triggers when the money is actually on the table.
And, you know, if we look at the trajectory of the technology, this raises an essential, almost existential question about the future of our industry.
Ooh, what's that?
Well, if generative AI continues to synthesize top-of-funnel information directly on the interface, satisfying educational queries without a user ever needing to click a link, the value of unstructured web traffic will eventually hit zero.
The ghost town gets even emptier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It forces us to consider a rapidly approaching reality. Will the entire concept of broad brand awareness ads on search engines go completely extinct?
Yeah.
As algorithms become more sophisticated at protecting the user experience, will every single business, regardless of their enterprise valuation or massive budget, be forced to adopt this hyper-surgical bottom funnel approach simply to survive the auction mechanics?
That is, wow. It really makes you wonder if the era of buying the biggest billboard is already over and the giants just haven't realized it yet. Because when you finally understand the algorithms, you realize the arena was never actually about who had the most capital. It was always about who had the most relevance.
Spot on.
Well, I think that's a perfect place to leave it for you to mull over. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.